Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to the third story in my series, Isaac. In my last story, we left Abraham and Isaac walking up the mountain to provide a human sacrifice to Abraham's God. The person on the menu was Isaac, only he doesn't know it, and he doesn't know the part that he's about to play. Let's step back into the story. Isaac and his father arrived at the place where God had told his father to build an altar. Abraham used the surrounding stones to build an altar and then piled the wood Isaac had carried on top of the stone. Then, in silence, he bound Isaac and put him on top of the wood. Isaac saw his father pull out a knife and raise it above him. It looked as if he was to be the sacrifice. But then a voice cried out from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham, do not stretch out your hand against the lad. Do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, and since you've not withheld your son, your only son, from me."
"Dad, what do I hear behind me?"
"Oh, son, it's the sacrifice. I told you that our God would provide the sacrifice. It's a ram caught in the thickets." His dad released him, and together they prepared the ram to be a sacrifice to their God. Then Isaac heard a voice from heaven again. "By myself I have sworn, because you have done this and not withheld your son, your only son, indeed, I will bless you greatly, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and the sands to be that of like the seashore. Your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies." After the sacrifice, they returned together from the mountain, knowing their God was pleased and that he would bless both of them for the rest of their lives. Wow! What a blessing for Isaac. He got to hear God's voice direct from heaven. And it was all about him and his children. What an exciting revelation from God to know that your children will be blessed by the Almighty God himself. So, this is not the end of the story, but just the beginning. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.